Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Female Freedom. Today is all about taking the leap. Taking the leap. Taking the deep dive into something that you have always wanted to do or thought about, or maybe not even always wanted to do, but maybe heard of other people doing it and you kind of wanted to, but you didn't have the courage to do it. You let fear take over. So today is all about having a little more courage or digging into more of that courage. Self-help, self-personal development books. There is one and it is the 5-second rule, and it is scientifically proven that if you overthink or let something get to your head, you will not do it no matter what. And so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just do it. If you're thinking about, you just have to do it, because you know what happens in that brain of yours? You find, because you can find whatever you want in that brain of yours, you find reasons why you shouldn't, reasons why it won't work, reasons why, like we spoke about last week, you're too old, or it's too risky, or maybe you couldn't, shouldn't, all of these things. You're going to find all of that in your brain. But this is truly the decade to step outside of that comfort zone and into your courage. Something that I love and I always think about is, as a child, I mean, okay, well, what if I try to walk and I fall? Oh, I'm never going to try to walk. And it might sound a little silly, but that's not something that ever enters into a child's mind. If you have children or you've been around children, they fall. Anytime that they try to walk, they fall. But it doesn't matter. They take the step and they do it. As adults, we overanalyze and overcalculate all of these risks, and then we don't do it. But the question that it becomes is, why? What is truly holding you back? And ultimately, it is just stuff that you are making be bigger than the facts. You have been through hard stuff. You may have already been through the hardest days of your life, and you might be going, I really hope so. If you survived it, you got through it, you gained the knowledge, you've gathered the data, you know how to navigate challenges, you know how to take care of yourself, you know how to handle yourself, you know how to survive. So what is holding you back from this next thing? What if you fail? What if it doesn't work? What if something goes wrong? What if none of that happens? What if none of it happens? And this is solo travel, so I just got back from a trip. If you have never solo traveled, go solo travel. And I will do a whole episode or two or five on solo travel, because I don't care if you are going a town over or staying in a hotel for a night by yourself, you need to go and do it by yourself. Because maybe you're somebody who, maybe your husband or your sister or your parents or somebody has always checked into the hotel, and maybe you don't know how to do that. Guess what? I bet you can do it by yourself, but you just gotta go do it. Maybe you've never traveled on an airplane by yourself, but you've traveled on an airplane, so you're fearful that you've never had to do it by yourself, but that's where you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and dig into that courage, and you just go and do it. What happens if you're sitting somewhere by yourself? Somebody talks to you, somebody doesn't. Doesn't matter. You're gaining experience. You're gaining confidence. You're gaining courage to where, I did it. I can do it. And every time you do that, it builds and builds and builds. Now is the time. If you've thought about a business, why, if you hate your job or hate what you're doing and you want to do something else, why not right now? Why not? Why? There's no reason that you could tell me, present to me, that I couldn't help you see the positive side and empower and encourage you to do that. Because the worst thing that could happen is minimal compared to the best thing in your dream and the life that you ultimately and truly wanted. Maybe you want to run it by people who you always run by things, be it family or friends or coworkers. And let's say you have this thing that you've always wanted to do, be it go on a, I don't know, an African safari by yourself or open a business venture, and it's kind of outside of anything that you've done before. Okay. If you talk to somebody who loves you to be in the same, I don't know how to say this lately, so the same pile of shit that they're in, they're not going to encourage you to step out of that pile of shit because they're going to then be in the pile of shit by themselves. So they will laugh at your idea, discourage you from your idea, make you even more fearful of your idea or silly of your idea, because if you succeed in it, then they're sitting in misery by themselves. Misery loves company. Now, I'm not saying this is what's going to happen with everybody, and I'm not saying it's necessarily a what they're trying to do to halt you from your dreams, but fear and not stepping outside and ultimately living the life that you want is something that holds back 85 to 90% of women, especially. So if you are talking to other women who have not done things that they wanted, use the excuses that you're trying to create in your brain, and are not living the ultimate life that they want, it's not that they want bad things for you or not to see you succeed, but they've already ran through all of that by themselves in their own lives, and they're sitting there never having taken that leap of faith because they didn't have the courage. And so you can't have that courage because they're gonna have feelings about that. And it's not anything to do with you. It's a projection from themselves, and maybe not even, and not even maybe, not in a way to where they're trying to harm you, but no, I'm miserable and I never did it. And so I'm only gonna laugh at you because you need to sit here right with me, because I've always wanted to go on an African safari, but I never had the money. I never had the opportunity. I never tried, because even looking at an African safari, you can find cheap ways to travel, opportunities to be able to do it. Starting a business venture, a little bit of research, you can do it. You can start, go to networking events, talk to people within that industry or within that mindset. You are never going to be looked down upon or discouraged or laughed at or any of the things from somebody who is living their dreams or going after these opportunities in their life or working or doing more than you are. And so those are the people who you want to surround yourself with, because they are going to push you over the ledge. That 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're going to try to think about it. Your friend or family member is going to pull you back and make you keep thinking, and you're already in your head after that. You talk to somebody who's done it or who knows, you're going to go 5, 4, and they're going to push you over. And those are the type of people who you want and you need in your life at this stage, because this is the decade to soar. I hope this motivates you and pushes you to do something that you have wanted to do, big or small. Share it with me if you will or want to. I would love to hear. Kim at KimRobertsFreedom.com. Thank you so much for listening. Send this to somebody who needs their own push over the ledge for courage. And I will see you next time. Bye.